Well, it's Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week, and with everybody's furnaces, especially today, kicking in, now that the weather is cooling off, the silent killer, carbon monoxide, can be present in your equipment if it's not up to par. Matt Bartek from Boss Plumbing joins me right now. Matt, what are some precautions that we can take?
Yes, it's a great time of the year for this to be brought up as everyone's starting to get chilly again and activating those furnaces in the house. The most important thing to do with to prevent from carbon monoxide is just to have detectors on each floor of the house. Those detectors, you can buy them at your local hardware store, and putting those in each floor will make sure if anything gets over a minimum limit, it will detect and set off an alarm, and then you're notified, because otherwise you don't know what's going on with it.
So now, as soon as it does go off and starts beeping, and what do you do next? Did you just phone up the fire department? How does that work?
Yeah, the first thing to do would just be to get out of the area, like opening windows. Carbon monoxide isn't something that's immediately going to knock you out. It's more of a long-term thing, but it can go, depending on levels, it can go very quick. So as soon as that alarm goes off, you want to open windows and doors, call the fire department, and just you want to get out of the house so they can come and take a look. Sometimes it can be something as simple as a blocked vent that did it, or it could be something more serious.
So should you get an expert like yourself to come in and kind of just do a quick inspection of your furnace and water heater and that type of thing? Anything that works on gas?
Yeah, anything with gas is what can set off, what can produce carbon monoxide. It's part of the combustion of gas. So if anything's not burning properly, that's when it can happen. There are safeties on furnaces and on water heaters, but there are still ways that gas can come into your house. But it could also be if you have older equipment. Older equipment doesn't have the same detectors. So if you're in a house that's built before 1990, those houses, if the equipment hasn't been changed out, they're a lot more susceptible to carbon monoxide.
And the great thing about carbon monoxide detectors are they have a built-in battery, so it's not like you have to keep changing batteries. Once it's ready to go, it'll kind of give you a warning saying, hey, the battery's just about done, you might want to get this changed out, right?
Exactly, and they say to change them out every 10 years. Go to your local hardware store, grab one, pick one up off of their website. Whatever, it's just there every floor. Very, very important to have them, because you never know. We've even seen new equipment that has problems internally after 5, 6, 7 years, and you just don't know unless something detects it for you.
All right, it is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week, and we've had Matt Bartek from Boss Plumbing joining us this morning. Matt, thanks very much for the tips.
Thanks, Chuck.